In short, I think the message here is that we should never simply write ourselves off and see ourselves as the victim of various forces. It's always our decision who we are.
Very concrete. It's you and me talking, making decisions, doing things, and taking the consequences.
When I say love, the sound comes out of my mouth and it hits the other person's ear, travels through this Byzantine conduit in their brain, you know, through their memories of love or lack of love, and they register what I'm saying and they say, yes, they understand. But how do I know they understand? Because words are inert. They're just symbols. They're dead, you know? Now, when we communicate with one another and we feel that we have connected and we think that we're understood, I think we have a feeling of almost spiritual communion. And that feeling might be transient, but I think it's what we live for.
And may lead to depression in later life. Overheating when dancing on ecstasy increases heart rate and palpitations and can cause heat stroke, resulting in death. The penis will shrivel up and you won't be able to get an erection. Anyone who repeatedly takes ecstasy is punching the wall between consciousness and unconsciousness.
Statistically, you're more likely to die from choking on a cabbage leaf or an argument in a pub than you are from dropping a needle. Alcohol kills 30,000 people a year alone in Britain. But that's all right, because that's a good taxable drug nonetheless, isn't it?
Now it starts to look like the Big Bang set up the initial conditions and the whole rest of our history